So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. We are very happy that you are here with us this morning. It is a Wednesday, the 14th day of January. As Kim mentioned, I was right. Should we point that out again?
Right about what?
The temperature.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, because I initially said, oh, it's 45 degrees. Don't worry about the big coat. And no, you should definitely have the big coat.
Yeah, temperature's dropping like a rock here throughout the day. It's going to be in the, I think the high will be in the 20s today. So high 20s, but still.
Which is going to feel crazy cold, though, when we've had, what, 60s?
I know.
It's all about perspective because it's so
windy.
Funny when you have really cold weather consistently and then you get up to 40, it seriously feels like a heat wave.
Yeah. And then the weekend, I guess we're in some sort of polar vortex or something like that. I don't know, but it's not getting significantly warmer. It'll be warmer for me in Denver this weekend than it's going to be for the folks back here at home, for sure. All right. Happy you're with us. We got the Attorney General, almost said Secretary of State, the Attorney General, Catherine Hanaway, is going to join us coming up here at the in the 8 o'clock hour today, because I saw where the SAFE Act won in court again yesterday, right? So all the crazies lost in the lower court. They decided to appeal this to the Missouri Supreme Court, and the Missouri Supreme Court upheld the ban on sex change procedures for minors. Can we get a round of applause on all of that? Because that's what we need. It is far too uncommon in the state of Missouri, particularly in the Supreme Court, for us to get common sense legislation, but from what I can tell, it was a unanimous decision, I believe, in the Supreme Court. They upheld the SAFE Act, which means it bans Medicaid from funding any sex change procedures or gender transition procedures for children in the state of Missouri. And good for you, because the fact that we allowed that barbaric behavior to go on for as long as we did is crazy. The challengers were alleging that apparently it violated due process and equal protection and all of the same crap that they're arguing up at the Supreme Court of the United States yesterday. I'm hoping we're going to get an equal outcome here pretty quickly. But the SAFE Act stands. It's now stood before the Missouri Supreme Court, and we'll get more details from Catherine Hanaway on that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour today. Should be fantastic to get her on here and let her explain this, because I'm sure she was watching, Kim, in the Supreme Court yesterday when they were making these arguments about girls and men's sports. Are men and girls sports? I got it backwards. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right. Well, it was really, if you listen to any of that, I listened to about 45 minutes of it. It was kind of infuriating just listening to some of these Supreme Court justices who are still struggling to define a woman and don't get the importance of defining a woman. Well, it's to protect women.
But if you identify as something different from your birth sex, no, you can't. XX or XY, baby. What is it? And I'm going to say this again. there have been people who have cross-dressed and used to call them transsexuals and all that for years. You know what? If once you become an adult, that you decide that's the life you want to live, I'm not here to stop you. You're going to have to deal with that with your maker one of these days. But if you're trying to force that garbage down the throats of children, right, who are too young to buy a beer or drive a car or any of that other stuff, that no, society can stand up and say no to those things, and that's okay. And hopefully the Supreme Court sees the common sense and supports what 30 different states have already done around the country.
I think the average voter does acknowledge that this isn't fair. You have the extremists who are going to say it's discrimination, but would you not say that the average person has enough common sense to realize that a biological boy does have some sort of an advantage physically over a woman?
I don't know who couldn't argue that. I don't know who could argue against that, right? I mean, I just don't know who those people are. They're strangers to me. But Senator John Kennedy had another great one yesterday because he's John Kennedy and he always comes up with the very best staying statements.
When I feel inadequate, because there are a lot of smart people here, but when I feel inadequate and I'm feeling bad, I just look around. And you got a lot of high IQ stupid people up here.
John Kennedy.
It's true. You got a lot of high IQ stupid people. And all you had to confirm that for you, all you had to do was listen to the Supreme Court argument yesterday. If you listened to the Supreme Court argument yesterday, then you would know. You would know that there are a lot of high IQ stupid people. And some of them sit on the Supreme Court of the United States. Sad. It's sad, but it's true. Coming up, we're going to get to our friend Mary Vogt. We'll talk more about that with her, I think, because there's no doubt about it. Protecting the rights of our girls is smart politics, and it's a smart policy. And we're going to talk to her about what they're doing out in Nevada to do just that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But first, we need to get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
As a result of Bill Clinton not showing up for his lawful subpoena, which again was voted on unanimously by the committee in a bipartisan manner, we will move next week in the House Oversight Committee markup to hold former President Clinton in contempt of Congress.
Yes, we will. And that's going to happen maybe for Hillary Clinton as well. Because the Hill is due to show up on Capitol Hill today. What do you think is going to happen when the gavel rings and they look at the table for Hillary Clinton? What do you think is going to happen?
Back up, you creep. Get away from
me. Yeah, she's not going to show up. You know that. That's exactly what's going to happen.
The president said he wasn't in the mix. Another example of amateur hour, as far as I'm concerned.
Should they drop the investigation?
I'm not going to get into that. What I'm going to do is drop any consideration for any board confirmation until it's done.
They're talking about the DOJ going after Jerome Powell at the Fed, and they're acting like they're going to hold up other things until that happens. That was Tom Tillis saying he'll block any other any of Trump's picks for the until this investigation into Powell is done. This isn't Donald Trump's investigation into Powell. He misused $1 billion of taxpayer money. Anybody should be investigated for that.
I inherited a mess of crime. I inherited a mess of inflation. I inherited a mess of places closing up and going to other countries. And now we have the hottest country in the world. Tony, we have now the hottest country in the world, and a year and a half ago, our country was dead.
Yeah, true. That was the president yesterday with Tony DuCoppo, the future of CBS News, according to our friend Nikki Glaser. It's now CBS News. She's not impressed. I don't know.
We accept that you can separate boys and girls, and we are now looking at the definition of a girl, and we're saying only people who were girl assigned at birth qualify.
Oh, make it stop. Make it stop. How can people who've gone to Ivy League schools be that dense? How's it possible? It just shows that they pick and choose who they want to give degrees to. That's what it proves. Ketanji Brown Jackson proving that once again yesterday. I put the meme up on the Facebook page. They're gonna send Miss Rachel in to explain things to her because she's struggling to understand. How can you discriminate against people who wake up one day and decide they feel like a German Shepherd? I mean, how dare you call them crazy? It's insane. It defies logic and science and all of it at the same time, for sure. All right, coming up, we'll get to our friend Mary Vogt with Heritage. We'll talk a little bit more about at least one state where they're going to pretty good lengths to protect women in sports. We'll get to that for you. We got Kim on a Whim still ahead this morning, and our friend Jimmy Failla joins us as he always does on a Wednesday morning at about 8:20 today. We'll be right
back. You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Back.
Is it not necessary for there to be, for equal protection purposes, if that is challenged under the Equal Protection Clause, an understanding of what it means to be a boy or a girl or a man or a woman?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what is that definition? For equal protection purposes, what does it mean to be a boy or a girl or a man or a woman?
We do not have a definition for the court.
The ACLU attorney is not ready to define for you what is a man or a woman. But they were ready to go before the Supreme Court and argue, because they can't define it, you're discriminating against it if you see it. I'm still trying to find the logic here, but that's what they tried to argue in front of the United States Supreme Court yesterday. Glad to get Mary Vogt back with us, Vice President of Strategic Comms at the Heritage Foundation. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning.
That was a head scratcher. I'm glad to see, 30 states in the U.S. have gone ahead and taken their own action on this issue, and that's what's mm-hmm. being debated at the Supreme Court. But you've got a great article in the Daily Signal about what they're doing in Nevada as an example, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's funny because this is the party that continually says that they follow the science. I mean, remember we were inundated with that during COVID?
Yes.
Follow the science, and yet they can't follow science when it comes to biology and basic knowledge about men and women. It's absolutely mind-blowing. Yeah, in Nevada, we're seeing some positive movements. I mean, like you said, there are other states that are actually implementing common sense when it comes to women's sports. And the governor there is amending the state constitution to keep biological boys out of sports with women. And it's based on a couple of years ago, there was a Nevada volleyball team where the girls learned that they were going to have to compete against a man. And so they forfeited the game because, you know, when you're a girl and you sign up for sports, you go there to play sports and to meet friends and for confidence and for physical activity. You don't go there to train for combat. And imagine going against a male across the net who can bash a ball into your face and cause a lot of bodily harm. And we've seen that in other sports. And so they're leading the way. A lot of states can do this. They can, you know, implement common sense amendments that protect girls from being harmed from men. It's very, very basic, very common sense.
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, I know because this is such a common sense issue, it has to cross party lines. Is the governor of Nevada a Republican or a Democrat? Because Joe Lombardo is the one that rolled out this initiative, and they want to amend the Nevada Constitution in order to protect women.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it is common sense, and you think it should cross party lines.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's an issue based on science, and it's based on common sense, and it's moral as well. But we're seeing that it's become politicized, and it's become, you know, they're, you know, it's become parties have taken it on and they've campaigned against it, and they're using it as a tool to try to convince voters. But in terms of the issue of women's sports, it is an issue that polls within moderates and with individuals on the left, as they see, as more individuals do see it as common sense.
Yeah.
Here's
so
what
he
I
is. He is a Republican, by the way. I just looked it up. I didn't know that.
Well, here's what I wonder, and I don't know that we have the answer to it, but some of these kids are taking puberty blockers at very young ages. Their parents support it. By the time they get to high school, the boys kind of look like a girl, sadly, and maybe you can't tell right out of the gate when you're looking at someone. So, I mean, what are they going to do, blood tests to be able to see if someone can play in a sport? It's like, what are we going to, at what point are we going to get to where we're going to say, this is ridiculous?
It's mind-blowing, and that's a great point about the puberty blockers, Kim, and there's some, you know, the Oversight Project, which is a great group that started the Heritage Foundation, they've been calling for NIH and other institutes to actually show the long-term damage of what these hormones are doing to these individuals, because we don't really know exactly what's happening to them long-term. We know that a lot of them won't be able to reproduce. It completely changes their systems. But you're right. How are they identified? What are we going to do? The accountability. And, you know, Trump has, you know, with executive orders, has issued individuals to actually put on your identification the, you know, the sex that you received at birth to try to bring some normalcy back to the situation. But if you had told us 10 years ago we'd be talking about this, I wouldn't believe you.
Same.
It's not ridiculous to ask for somebody's birth certificate. When my kid was 8 or 9 years old, he played on a flag football league through the Y. And he had a friend that would play with him. I hope he's not listening this morning, who was, this kid was head and shoulders taller than any other kid on my team. Same age, but he was just huge. And we'd play, of course, we'd always throw the ball to him because he was so much taller than the other kids. And the coaches on the other teams would demand to see his birth certificate to prove that we weren't playing some freshman in high school on this eight-year-old team, right? So there have been other instances where it's okay to ask for a birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I'm just saying.
It's mind-blowing that in this country we've regressed to this sport where we're having to defend young girls and protect them and stand up for them, and there's a political party in this country that doesn't seem to care about that.
But the problem is you can alter a birth certificate now. You can have an amended birth certificate.
Yeah. Well, in some states you can anyway. You know, before we run out of time, Mary, I know that Tyler O'Neill has a great article on this because a lot of people have been asking, who's funding these groups that are causing so much havoc in Minneapolis? What's he got to say about that?
Yeah, it's a great investigative report. Tyler's a great journalist. And, you know, obviously with Renee Nicole Good, we knew that she was trained to go after ICE. We know that there were motives behind this. And so in the Daily Signal, he delves into this. There is a group called Defend the 612, and they're organized and trained individuals to go after ICE and, you know, try to prevent them from doing their job. The story lays out a bunch of shell companies, the Corporation Cannon River, MN350, which is a climate group. That group said, oh, yes, we received money from the shell company that funded the individuals that trained ICE, but we have nothing to do with law enforcement training. There's a bunch of groups. He lays it out. One of them, the Solutions Project, is surprisingly the very left-leaning group run by actor Mark Ruffalo, who we all know is this activist who hates the right and seems to hate America. And so it's a great article that just lays out where this money is coming from. You always have to follow the money in these instances to see what's happening and who's actually funding them. And so it definitely seems like he's going to do some more investigative journalism to show that. But it's clear there are some left-leaning groups in this country that are funding individuals to training them to go after ICE and prevent them from doing their job.
Well,
this is absolutely frightening.
Articles up on the Daily Signal, dailysignal.com. Mary, great having you on again. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. Mary Vogt from heritageheritage.org. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Been for a long time, and he's either corrupt or incompetent.
So on the question of corrupt or incompetent, you're right. Some prominent conservatives are criticizing this. I'll take your word that others are not.
You don't have to take my word. What you should do is go out and interview some people and you'll find out.
But on this direct question about political retribution, what it looks like, sir, what's your response?
I can't help what it looks like. Look, I've created the greatest economy maybe in history, and you're seeing that now. Plants are being built all over the country.
Yeah, President Trump there with Tony DeCoppo. Listen, you don't have to take my word for it. Look, the president's like, look, he's been corrupt for a long time. So this whole debate over the Federal Reserve, people just need to understand. I heard somebody on the, I'm sure you heard this guy this morning, Kim. He was, was his name Ippos or Ips or something?
I don't remember.
He's a financial reporter in Washington, D.C., and he was reporting on how dangerous this is. Like, Tom Tillis has come out and said he's going to block any of Donald Trump's picks until the investigation into Powell is done. They think he's interfering with the Federal Reserve. And I listened to this guy say this morning that you have to understand the important role of the Federal Reserve, just because years ago, Congress decided years ago to form the Fed. Why did they decide that in 1913? To make sure that the people who were spending the money weren't in charge of printing it. But they're still in charge of printing it. Because if they spend more than they have, they just print more money. It's what leads to inflation. It's what's led to the debt and the deficit and all of it. It's an insane argument. And I am going, before my time as a talk show host is up, I am going to get to the bottom of this question. Why don't we, this was considered back in the 70s, and to the best of my knowledge, it hasn't come up since then. Why don't we, as a country, go back to the gold standard? Why don't we base our currency on something of hard value instead of having to guess or have outside influences be able to influence the value of our dollar?
What's the negative part of that? Why is there so much resistance? Is it, I mean, I imagine people would make the argument that, well, it's difficult to go back to that.
Because the banks make money no matter who wins or who loses. The Fed controls that, and the Fed is controlled by the banks. The big money people in the world control this. You know, it was described yesterday by Glenn Beck, if you listen to that bite that I played. The Fed, big money control, once the government controls your health care and your money supply, they control you. You can believe what you want. But once you've lost that, you've lost it. They're trying to gain control of the healthcare system. They've almost done it. But they've gained control of the Fed a long time ago. And what does that mean? The people that control the money control you. If you and Michael want to go buy a new house and you need to take out a loan to do that, somebody with the money decides if you get that loan or not. They look at your credit score. They look at the risk to themselves. The economy's tight. Maybe they're not loaning as much money. Whatever. The only people that make money off that, unless you're lucky enough to find a house at a decent price and flip it, is probably the bank. The bank makes money no matter if you make money or not. They love to control the money supply. So the president's absolutely right that it's not out of the question that you should have a common sense approach to the Fed that's doing what's in the best interest of the country and not at the whim of a Jerome Powell who lowered interest rates twice to try to help Joe Biden and then refused to do it once Donald Trump got in office. The economy is cooking right now. I don't have an MBA in economics. I don't. I am the owner of a Series 7 license with the federal government for securities. I understand how the market works. Here's what I'll never understand, and I promise you I'm going to work to get an answer to this. By statute, the United States values the gold that we have in Fort Knox at about $75 an ounce. I think that's the number. But the market value for gold right now is $4,000 an ounce. Why that disparity? Why? If you went back to the gold standard right now and you priced the gold that we believe is at Fort Knox at its current market value, it would wipe out most of the deficit. It would eliminate the debt, and it would wipe out, it would eliminate the deficit, and it would wipe out most of the debt. Two different things. Because it would increase the net worth of what this country's worth by that much, from $75 an ounce to $4,000 an ounce. Now, why would anybody not want to do that? Because you can't affect the commodities market unless you're in the movie Trading Places. It's not easy to influence there's a fixed amount of gold in the world, and it's not easy to manipulate that. The big banks, big money, not being a conspiracy theorist, they love the fact that they get to dictate what your dollar's worth. They do. You can't get around that. All you have to do is apply a little bit of common sense to it. If you go back to the gold standard, they lose the ability to do that. There's not something hard backing up your dollar right now. It's the whim of the Federal Reserve and the banks and the people that have money, who every day in this country pick winners and losers. And I've yet to find somebody who can explain that to me.
And maybe that's a question
Taylor
we can
Riggs
ask.
Admitted, well, she didn't know.
Yeah, she didn't know. And I know we're talking to her at 8:35 this morning. And the other thing I wanted to ask her about was the proposal from Trump to have a 10% interest rate cap for credit card companies. And that, you know, the interest rates are through the roof. I mean, they're astronomical. But is that, even though I want to say I support that, I mean, can he do that? I would think he couldn't, because these are private companies.
Yeah, I don't know how. I'm honestly, I don't have an answer to that.
Maybe
my,
she does.
My default, she might. And my default answer to that is they are private companies. I would assume you could pressure them somehow, but I don't know that they would have to comply with it. I mean, it'd be nice, but you don't control that. The Fed sets the prime rate, and that's what affects long and short-term interest rates. Because the banks and all that borrow the money from the Fed, and then they give it to you, and they get their markup along the way. That's just how it works. That's how it's always worked since they created the Fed, which isn't federal at all. It's private. The people that work for the Fed don't work for the United States government. They work for rich people. So all these people who are, you know, the one percenters, the 99 percenters and all that, the protests they did back in the late 2000s and early 2000s, they've got to understand that. I don't know. It's frustrating to me. I hear the president's frustration about it. Listen to what he said to DeCoppel. I think he made some great points here that DeCoppel wanted to argue with him over. But go to cut 13, please.
And Mr. President, help me understand, when I travel the country and I go all over the place and I talk to everyday Americans, they tell me they don't feel it because
grocery prices
are up.
Well, they might not, but they're going to now. I've only been here for 11 months, okay? And, you know, the first few months were really rough, if you look at them, because I inherited a mess. I inherited a mess of crime. I inherited a mess of inflation. I inherited a mess of places closing up and going to other countries. And now we have the hottest country in the world. Tony, we have now the hottest country in the world, and a year and a half ago, our country was dead. We had a dead country. You wouldn't have a job right now. If she got in, you probably wouldn't have a job right now. Your boss, who's an amazing guy, might be bust, okay?
Might be what?
That's how bad. Might be bust. I doubt it in his case, but you never.
What would serve Trump well is to not make big claims like, oh, on day one, I'll do this, by day whatever, I'll do this. Because I believe in Trump, and I believe we are better off, far better off now than we were under Joe Biden's leadership or lack thereof. But it's some of the claims that Trump tends to make. This is just how Trump is.
Well, right.
But people want to hold him to that, understandably, and then they get frustrated. Like, it's about setting expectations. I don't think any reasonable person would expect the president of the United States to come in truly on day one and be able to make all these changes. Big changes like turning around the economy and crime, those things do take a while. But it's because Trump sometimes says, oh, I'll do this, I'll do that, that people tend to expect it.
I'm going to play this one more time here. Joe Kernan on CNBC, the Squawk Box, challenging Democrat Senator Mark Warner, who walked in with his talking points that things aren't affordable. And Kernert just laid it out for him, and Kernan, I should say, and Warner got mad. He didn't have any answers. He just got mad. Listen. I'm not sure what happened there. I was playing something, and then it's not playing. So listen to this.
And we'll see what happens in 26 when people's costs are not going down, healthcare costs going up, housing shortage.
Do you want deflation?
And American military, which is extraordinary. What we did in Venezuela, no other military in the world.
I'm glad you can grant that.
But are we going to keep 20% of our fleet off the coast of Venezuela?
You don't want deflation, do you? Do you want an actual fall in prices?
I would actually like to see a stable economy that's predictable, without political interference into the Fed.
How's a 5% GDP grab you?
American government taking pieces of equity shares.
How are the new highs every day in the stock market and a 5% GDP? Is that good enough for you?
I thought this was a market-based show, Joe. I didn't think this was like the new Socialist International under the Trump banner.
Okay.
Why are you asking me this, Joe? I thought this was a market show, Joe, where they talk about the economy. And he's like, I'm telling you about the economy. You're poo-pooing it, and it's on fire right now. So good for Kernan. He may not be employed very much longer at CNBC after that schooling that he gave Mark Warner yesterday, for sure. What's coming up on Kim on a Whim?
By now, most of us are well aware of all these fake daycares, autism centers, healthcare businesses, transportation businesses that were set up in Minnesota by the Somalis to defraud the state. Well, there's now another way that's come out that these Somalis are defrauding the state of Minnesota. No one's really talking about it until now. We'll detail that on the other side of the break.
Kim on a Whim.
If you thought all those fake daycare centers, autism centers, transportation businesses, and healthcare businesses that were set up by the Somalis in Minnesota were bad enough, wait until you hear this.
When a Somali goes to the doctor, magically, they forgot how to speak English, so they needed an interpreter there. So the county brings in an interpreter at $100 an hour, minimum 8 hours, to interpret what the doctor is telling the patient.
What?
Let me put that into perspective for you. So they're pretending they can't speak English when they go to the doctor, so they have a Somali, probably someone in their family, a Somalian, get hired, and they have to pay him, you heard it, $100 an hour for a minimum of 8 hours. So $800 to help interpret. If you recognize the voice in the video I just played you, it's because it's that same guy who was in Nick Shirley's YouTube video that went viral exposing all the daycares, like the Quality Learning Center, which, by the way, has since shut down, just so you know. Okay, but there's another layer to this that I have to expose. Listen to this.
Interpreter has to get to the doctor's office or the hospital. How are they getting there? The transportation company, and then they got to get back home. And that patient had to get to the doctor's office. How? Transportation. Kids got to get to school. How? Transportation. That's why I said the transportation is the hub of, really, I think, all of this.
And they're setting up the fake transportation companies.
Oh, they're paying for them to be transported
it's
as well?
It's all wrapped up.
They can't
up
get on
into
a bus
one,
and ride it to the doctor's office?
It's all wrapped up into one giant fat bubble of fraud within the Somali community, and it's disgusting. And Joe Biden was giving the state tens of millions of dollars in funding. Thank goodness the Trump administration has shut that down while this investigation continues.
Backdoor social programs. Just looking the other way while billions of dollars is wasted on this. Why are the people in Minneapolis not pissed off about it?
Well, this is what the point was of that guy from the video. He said people are pissed off, but because it's this notion of Minnesota nice, they're too worried to speak out about it because they don't want to be called, racist or any of the words, the homophobic, anything that you could possibly be called.
No,
would call people that if they tried to say this is not okay.
I know
that would happen.
I've seen the Looney Tunes yelling at ICE officers. There's no "we're too nice" in Minnesota. I don't, what are you talking about? Those people are nasty.
How many of the people, though, who were part of those protests in Minneapolis are not even from the state and are just traveling to be part of something?
But I don't buy the fact that they're too polite. They're wasting your darn money. Wake up, people. Now it's federal money, I'm assuming, so we ought to be able to claw some of that back and find these fraudsters and bankrupt them all. And then we'll round them up and ship them back.
Why don't we just do that? We'll just say we don't, I don't speak English and I need an interpreter, and I'll just pretend I speak some foreign language every time I go.
There are mornings when I feel like I don't speak English.
There are days
that's
I can't even come up with
me
a word. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm still waiting for Tim Walz to resign. because it looks like they've got he and Ellison where they need them on this particular situation. Maybe another left-wing prosecutor will resign in protest over the DOJ being too hard on people from Minnesota, you think? We don't agree. There's no way we should investigate and ask for the cell phone coverage of the wife of the crazy woman who got herself killed by police last week. That's why the guy resigned, because he didn't want anybody investigating the crazy wife who was urging her to drive at the moment she ran over an officer and got killed. That's what you're dealing with up there. These people are warped. They're not living in the same reality that we are. All right, coming up in the next hour, Jimmy Failla, host of Fox Across America, joins us. We'll talk more about his appearance at the factory Saturday, January 24th. Taylor Riggs and Missouri Attorney General Catherine Hanaway is going to be with us to talk about the big win in the Missouri Supreme Court when it comes to the safety of your children. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.